focusing on nurturing and emotional support. The placement of Matrikaraka in different houses of the Navamsha chart significantly influences how a person receives and gives emotional care, protection, and nurturing. It reflects how well a person is emotionally supported by maternal figures and how they, in turn, offer nurturing to others. Let's explore how Matrikaraka operates in various houses of the Navamsha chart, focusing specifically on nurturing and emotional support. Matrikaraka in the first house. When Matrikaraka is placed in the first house, the native receives a strong sense of emotional support from maternal figures, which directly influences their self-image and ability to nurture others. This placement creates an individual who is likely to offer nurturing and emotional care to those around them, often projecting maternal qualities themselves. An afflicted Matrikaraka may lead to struggles with self-care or difficulties in offering consistent emotional support to others. Matrikaraka in the second house. In the second house, Matrikaraka governs the nurturing connected to family and resources. The native receives emotional security through the family's financial or material resources, which translates into how they offer support to others. A well-placed Matrikaraka suggests that the native feels emotionally secure when they can provide materially for their loved ones, reflecting a nurturing attitude rooted in stability. An afflicted Matrikaraka might create emotional insecurity, making it difficult for the native to feel fully supported or capable of offering care to others. Matrikaraka in the third house. Matrikaraka in the third house influences how the native nurtures through communication and skill development. The person may express care by teaching, guiding, or mentoring others, particularly in practical or intellectual matters. The native may have been nurtured in this way as a child, leading them to replicate similar patterns in adulthood. If afflicted, there may be challenges in communicating emotional support effectively, causing misunderstandings or emotional distance in relationships. Matrikaraka in the fourth house. This is a powerful placement for Matrikaraka, as it naturally aligns with themes of emotional security, home, and nurturing. The native is deeply nurtured by their home environment and maternal figures, which provides a solid emotional foundation. They, in turn, create a nurturing and protective atmosphere for others, particularly within the family. If Matrikaraka is afflicted, there may be struggles with finding emotional peace or challenges in offering consistent care within the home environment. Matrikaraka in the fifth house. In the fifth house, Matrikaraka influences nurturing through creativity, education, and children. The native receives emotional support in their creative pursuits or educational endeavors and offers care through teaching, mentoring, or guiding others. This placement often shows a natural ability to nurture the growth of others, particularly children or younger individuals. If afflicted, the native may face difficulties in nurturing their own creative projects or may struggle to provide adequate support to children or students. Matrikaraka in the sixth house. Matrikaraka in the sixth house suggests that nurturing is closely tied to service, duty, and health. The native offers emotional support through practical help, often caring for others in a selfless manner. This placement shows a strong tendency to nurture through acts of service, such as providing assistance in daily tasks or supporting others in times of illness. An afflicted Matrikaraka may indicate challenges in maintaining personal health while trying to care for others, or difficulties in offering consistent help. Matrikaraka in the seventh house. In the seventh house, Matrikaraka affects how the native nurtures within partnerships and close relationships. The native seeks emotional support from their partners and in return provides care and nurturing within their intimate relationships. This placement often shows a strong desire for mutual emotional support in partnerships. An afflicted Matrikaraka might lead to dependency issues or difficulties in maintaining emotional balance within relationships, making it hard for the native to nurture effectively. Matrikaraka in the eighth house. Matrikaraka in the eighth house connects nurturing to themes of transformation, emotional depth, and shared resources. The native may offer emotional support during times of crisis or transformation, acting as a guiding force for others. They might also receive nurturing in similar circumstances, often from maternal figures. An afflicted Matrikaraka may indicate emotional turmoil or difficulty in managing emotional support during intense life events, leading to instability in nurturing relationships. Matrikaraka in the ninth house. In the ninth house, Matrikaraka relates to nurturing through wisdom, spirituality, and higher learning. The native may feel emotionally supported by spiritual or philosophical teachings, and may offer nurturing to others by guiding them on their spiritual journey or sharing knowledge. This placement suggests a tendency to nurture others through offering advice or guidance based on life experiences or religious beliefs. If afflicted, the native may struggle to connect with others emotionally through these channels, leading to feelings of isolation. Matrikaraka in the 10th house. Matrikaraka in the 10th house shows that nurturing is connected to public life, career, and responsibility. The native may feel emotionally supported by recognition and achievements in their career, and they, in turn, nurture others by acting as a mentor or authority figure. The emotional support they offer may come through leadership roles or by creating a supportive environment in the workplace. An afflicted Matrikaraka could indicate challenges in finding emotional fulfillment through career or difficulties in offering care in a professional setting. Matrikaraka in the 11th house. In the 11th house, Matrikaraka influences nurturing through social networks, friendships, and community involvement. The native may feel emotionally supported by their social circle and, in return, nurture others within their community or group of friends. This placement often suggests that the native plays a caring role within their social network, offering support and guidance. If afflicted, the native may face difficulties in forming supportive relationships or may struggle to feel nurtured within their social environment. Matrikaraka in the 12th house. Matrikaraka in the 12th house suggests that nurturing is connected to isolation, retreat, and spiritual introspection. The native may find emotional support in solitude or spiritual practices, and in turn, offer nurturing by helping others explore their inner world or guiding them through emotional healing. This placement often indicates a need for emotional withdrawal to recharge before offering care to others. An afflicted Matrikaraka may result in feelings of emotional abandonment or difficulty in offering or receiving nurturing support in close relationships. Conclusion: the placement of Matrikaraka in the Avamsha chart provides key insights into how an individual experiences and offers emotional support and nurturing throughout life. Whether through family, partnerships, career, or spiritual pursuits, this placement reveals how maternal influence shapes the way the native cares for others and how they receive nurturing energy in return.